All right, here we go. Thursday morning, and time now for trivia on WCHL. And who would you want to do your trivia question for you every single day? But
me.
Freddie Cunningham. Yeah. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. I'm basing that on the baseball question you asked yesterday. Yeah. But yeah. Freddie Kiger, of course.
Glad to be here.
You and I have known each other for a very long time.
Well, we've known each other as long as you've been in town.
Yeah, I feel like we've known each other since we were kids, although we really haven't. We got to know each other when I came to town, I guess.
Well, if the truth be known, in 1977, despite our age, we were still kids.
Yeah, exactly. And even today.
that gets us in our share of trouble.
Immature, put it that way.
Correct.
Yeah, what kind of question you got today?
Ronfest!
All right.
More Ronfest, folks.
All right. Coming up Sunday.
You ready? Yeah, coming up Sunday. You excited?
Yeah, I really am. I'm getting really more and more excited every day because...
Where's it going to be held?
Yeah, it's going to be held at the Stroud, downtown above Sutton's Drugstore.
Yeah, Rosie.
Yeah, and, Mr. Rosenbacher, and they've been surprising me every single day with stuff around here. I don't even know, all the creative folks here at WCHL have been planning.
And we got some good ones,
All the things that are going on, and I usually don't know about it until I actually hear it on the air.
That's fine.
I hear new stuff on the air every day. I hear somebody's voice, congratulating me, and I had no idea they came in and recorded anything, So, anyway, Sunday's going to be fun.
It will be fun.
No telling what surprises will hit me.
It'll be fun.
In the face.
Up at the Stroud. Mike Rosenbacher's place.
That's right. Yeah. You can stop by and have a Ronawita.
A Ronawita.
They asked me what my go-to drink was. I said margarita on the rocks with salt. And so they decided to call it Ronawita. So.
Okay.
You have one of those.
Lovely Rita. Meter maid.
But no meters downtown on Sunday. That's
right. You don't have to worry about parking.
That's right. Free parking in the deck or wherever you find a space.
Exactly.
But that'll be easy to park in the deck. And it's from 3 until 7 in the afternoon, too.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you'll be home early.
That's right.
All right. Here's our question. This is another question about Ron's past. You ready?
Oh, boy.
All right. Here we go. Yeah. There's a Motown group that he's seen in concert at least 10 times over the years since he was a teenager.
That's right.
A Motown group that is one of his favorites. Yep. He has been to their concerts at least 10 times since he was a teenager. Yes. We're asking you, please give us a call at 919-929-WCHL and give us the name of that Motown group.
Yeah. Well, as much as I put music on Facebook and everything, everybody ought to be able to know that, the answer to the question. And play them on the radio here, too. So, obviously, I know the answer to the question because this is about me. But,
yes.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call. And what do you win, Freddie?
You win $20 from Cruisers Where You Are.
Good to go.
Ron Stutz here reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Well, Freddie Cogger, you were asking folks my favorite Motown group.
And the one that he's been at least 10 times to see in concert.
Love the harmonies.
And the choreography.
Oh, absolutely.
The butterfly catches.
Yeah.
Think of David Ruffin. Think of Eddie Kendricks.
Think of Otis Williams, Paul Williams, and Melvin Franklin. The Temptations.
Temptations.
That's right.
It makes me feel like I want to do a butterfly catch, even right now.
Yeah. Good for you, buddy. There was one, I love all the Temptations stuff, but there was one live album they did.
Uh-huh.
It was actually Temptations Live, was the name of it, and it was on, it was recorded at the Rooster Tail in Detroit.
Okay.
And it was just a fabulous album. I must have played that 100 times or 1,000 times when I was growing up. And actually saw them, I've seen them over the years at least 10 times, I know.
They're awesome.
And,
They also had some great writers.
Yeah.
Holland, Dozier, and Holland.
Yeah, Norman Whitfield.
Whitfield, Smokey Robinson.
That's right.
Stevie.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Good stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
And
then the house band.
Yeah, Funk Brothers.
Woo!
And, you know, even after all these years, the Temptations are still going. Yep. They're not the same.
Right.
But they have one
different
original
lineup.
Member, that is Otis Williams.
How about that?
He's the only one who's still
How
alive.
How about that?
All the other guys are have passed on, but he's got a good collection of singers around him. And,
my goodness.
He keeps it going. So, you know, it's about probably 100 pounds ago for Otis. But, you know, he's the guy who's been the common thread over all these years.
Well, since their first Billboard appearance back in 1962, the group has had four number one tunes. In 1965, it was My Girl.
Yeah.
In 1969, it was
I Can't Get Next to You.
Yeah, that's right. Great.
In 1971, it was
Just My Imagination.
Just My Imagination.
Yeah.
And in 1972, Papa was
a Rolling Stone.
That's correct.
And when he died, all he left us was alone. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
That's a great question today.
Think about that. That just brings back good memories, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
All right, be with us tomorrow, guys, for the last of the Ron Fest trivia questions.
I can't wait to find out what that is.
There you go.
All right. Have a good day, Freddie.
You too, man.